Hey man, where the hell y'all been, man?
Bad, I been working. Watching bitches twerk.
Yes, indeed.
I've been working.
Okay.
Watching bitches twerk.
Said we be back out
I've been working. Watching bitches twerk.
I said be back out
I've been working. Watching bitches twerk.
I said I've been back on the road.
Seen
a fucking show. Went down to Dallas, did 12 sold out shows.
Yo.
Then I came back.
Well.
Went to Phoenix then.
Yeah. Okay.
Did another 5. Now I'm about to do a 10.
Ooh.
But I'm glad I'm back. In the fucking trap,
yeah.
With that boy Losen, DC, he a Mac.
Yeah.
Then we got my man,
yeah.
He be racing dunk,
yeah.
Making a bunch of money,
yeah.
Getting a bunch of phone. Yeah, we yeah. in here, bitch.
Yeah.
I think
where you been, though?
Where I been, though? Chilling with your friend, though.
Oh.
Hey, your friend, though. Chilling with your kinfolk. Hey. Hey, you know how I do it. Oh, let me talk.
So, well. I've been right here in the trap, and everybody just keep asking me when DC coming back. I'm gonna go on and let you rap, but yeah. I just had to tell you that because I got tired of writing back, and
I'm like Chico. I got sold out shows. If you didn't know, now I'm back with my bro, cause you know I be doing my thing. I'm talking Eddie Kane,
ooh,
but ain't no Eddie Kane. I'm just letting you know, man,
hey.
That what I'm doing, nigga. I'm so fluent.
Okay.
My shit affluent. I said affluent. If you didn't know, that mean abundance. I'm talking munchies. Ooh, you ain't with me. I say I'm talking grumpy.
We back. We back. I said we back.
We back.
I said we back.
We back.
We back.
We back.
I said 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 we back.
We in the trap.
We in the trap.
That right, we back.
I mean, we back.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Hey, man, welcome back to another rendition of the 85 South Show. Now, look, bro, check this out. You know, this whole time people been at the house, we've been quarantining this shit. I've been watching this fucking dunk racing, bro.
No.
I'm talking about what niggas spent all this money on these fucking cars and make them fast as fuck and race the shit out of them with rims and AC. Niggas be having motherfucking all types of music and shit playing at the starting line. I'm talking about some real gangster ghetto fabulous ass racing.
What?
I'm talking about niggas putting the motor in right there.
Dang.
I need to see that.
Man, this shit is on Vice TV. It's called Dunk Master. And we got Dunk Master in here with us today, man. My man, Sage Thomas.
I need to watch this shit.
No, man, this is called right here. Check this shit out.
So that is the one. That's why I kept making it in my
phone. That nigga like 6'7", so I thought he was saying the Dunk Master was here. But it's the Dunk Master.
Yeah, this is 71 Impala.
That was 71 Impala. And I said put the Z06 interior in it. Like so 2018 Corvette.
I always thought that you couldn't drive these cars fast, like, you know, with these big old rims on it and all that. So is this like a niche thing, or is this like a real culture dunk race?
Oh, it's a real culture. So it started out of a culture in the streets of Miami, where they started the actual with the wheels and the cars and all that kind of stuff and the dunks. But we actually turned into an actual league. So this is the first year it's coming out of the National Dunk Racing League itself.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Dang.
Who this? That's yours too?
Nah, they're just the customers calling stuff like that.
So where did the name Dunk come from? What is that?
Dunk, we thinking the name originated in Miami, you know what I mean? Some people say they're acting a donkey, and some people say they call the track girls with big butts, you know what I mean?
Donkey. That's a big donkey. Donkey!
You know,
we
got one of these.
That's a custom out of
Atlanta. That's another color, man.
Out of Atlanta. That's my main man shit out.
That's a
Monty.
Yeah,
that's
a turbocharged, making about $1,000.
Gold rims on. That's what I got to do.
I'm gonna put the gold rims on my Chevrolet Nova.
That G-body shit. How you get started with the racing?
With the racing, my uncle used to take me around to like all the racing on the back roads, the boat races, the monster truck stuff. Cause see, I'm from Hardyville, South Carolina, a little exit 5 on 95 right by Savannah.
Really?
Yeah. Then I grew up in Orangeburg, and we started building cars stuff in the backyard. And I opened a shop in Charleston, but I started with my uncle. Yeah, help me build a car stuff in the backyard.
Why dunks then? I'm thinking you from Miami with that
oh,
dunk.
Oh, no, I'm from the country, bro. I'm from the country.
So I started.
So before, like, when I came up racing, you know what I'm saying? I had a Nova. I had a 74 Nova. So I would go to the track and race it all the time, and I started beating everybody so they wouldn't race me no more. So I've been like, well, I'm going to take this motor out and put in a big heavy car and kind of shit them a little bit, make a sleep out of, you know what I'm saying? Pull up, and then that's when Trick Daddy, all that stuff started getting popular and all that. So I went and put the wheels on the car. And just had the high horsepower motor in it, and you know what I mean, made it work in the racetrack.
Hold on, you said you had the Nova. And
yeah,
you were whooping ass in the Nova. Yeah. What did you have in the Nova? Because I got a Nova.
Yeah, I had a 74, I had a small block 400 with some 18 degree heads on it. I had something to make about, it made about 800 horsepower drive on the street. with some nitrous on it.
Man, I don't know.
And that was in like 2000.
I don't know what he just said, but I just know it popped.
I'm
just shaking my head like, that sound like it.
Man, I don't know nothing about
these
cars.
I ain't got none of that in my
nose. No, man, check this out. He got a whole show on Vice TV where they actually follow him around and they show him racing. This motherfucker got one of the baddest donks in the game. I'm talking about motherfuckers don't even want to see this bitch. Man, no, I race something else. He got a whole bunch of cars that he be racing this
shit. So what's your fastest car that you know the motherfucker ain't
This right here is the flashing one. This is the fastest car. So we got an 18-wheeler that we pull all the cars around city to city, state to state. So I go city to city, state to state, handing out gap sauce is what I call it. You know what I mean?
It's right here.
My beverage of choice for all the losers in the second place. So everybody behind me, this is what I give them.
Explain what it means.
So
when you
gap sauce is when I give somebody a distance and I put my sauce and my flavor on it because I got this, you know what I mean, this clean car right here. Mm-hmm. So that's what I give them gap sauce. This is my own thing.
What you need.
Now the type of racing that y'all do, is it like circle or is it just straight away?
Straight line drag racing.
Straight line
Stop
drag
at the light. The light come on, turn green, you take off. And you bet whatever. You know what I'm saying? You bet a lot of money.
So in your mind, right, when you put your seatbelt on, what's going through your, like, what's the procedure? What's going on? Like, how do you make sure that your foot is quicker than the next man's foot that's over
there? Oh, see, I've been drag racing for over 20 years now. So, like, when I look, I'm just racing myself and the bag of money on the other end. Mm. You know what I mean? When I come through, I'm sitting in the car, you know what I mean? We spend a lot of money in the car. We got six figures in these cars. You know what I mean? A lot of horsepower. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Right. So we bet. You know, we might bet 10, 20, 30, 40. We might bet a house sometimes.
Show them how much shit you talking about.
Yeah, so sometimes I might come, you know what I mean, just pocket salad. Right. So we might bet a 10-piece on a race. 8th of a mile, it might take 5 to 6
shit, seconds. I'll
foot race you for that right now, man. So, take you out. I don't know about the dog, but I'm going to dust the shit out of that money right now.
That's the race bet. Now, the side bet is where the money is.
Yeah, it's more than real money. So, like, say me and Carlos racing, right?
Right.
Me and him are best in money. But you in DC, y'all might be like, shit, how much you like this car, you like his car. Y'all might bet money on your side.
Right.
Yeah, by yourself.
See, we might race for 10 going. Y'all might bet 20 or 50 on the side.
But
or 100.
Have you ever seen somebody like a blowout because the car too powerful?
Oh, yeah. They're spinning tires. So at the line, so that's the thing about racing on big wheels, right? So big wheel racing, it's a challenge because we got a little tiny tire and a big old wheel, right? So on a race car, you see the big slicks. So they're hooking right off the line.
Right.
These cars here are more of a finesse, power management. You got to know what the hell you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like no rookies can just do this shit.
Right.
To drive straight.
To drive straight. Because you know what I mean? Like my car made 2,500 horsepower. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Shit like some rocket fuel. That's what it takes. You know what I mean? It takes that to go.
So when the wheel gets to spinning, you got, before it catches the ground, it catches the traction of the ground. Yeah. How long does it take for yours? Just that,
Oh, no, like, I probably do a burnout, take a, you know what I mean, a couple seconds to heat the tires up first, and then when you get to the light, you stage it, and then you take off. But you know what I mean?
We got high tech. Yeah, bullshit. Already hit
that. Undefeated?
Nah, in 2018, I didn't lose a race. In 2018 and 19, I lost one race, and then 20, I lost one race.
Okay. Did you ever double back to the people that beat you?
I'm going to slap open the niggas. Double the money up. Because you know what I mean? Like, this is what I say. I don't never lose. I just learn something. Right. So, he beat me. Oh, okay. I know this nigga.
And then you got to keep in mind, this nigga pull up at the track, and he the nigga everybody want to race.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Like,
you just sitting there like,
when you think about it, there ain't no law.
I'm finna beat everybody. Oh, y'all just stupid.
So even if
somebody
you do lose,
for me, because I'm gonna be the driver.
Right. Even if you do lose, you done beat 9 other motherfuckers, so you really ain't lost nothing for real. It's just you learn from that.
But niggas be walking up like, I know I can't beat that.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think I can get you in the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah. So they tell you to switch the car.
Yeah, we have a plethora of vehicles on the 18. A plethora.
Plethora.
Yeah, like we got different kinds. You know what I mean? I call it a skittle pad. Yeah, different colors, different motor combinations. You know what I mean? Some of them got different size wheels on it. You know what I mean? Like my homeboy, everybody know Country C with a Carolina Cantaloupe. You know what I mean?
He got the orange one.
And that's one he will talk trash till he can't talk no more.
Right.
And he go bet the money. You know what I mean?
And he gonna fight.
Have you ever beat you?
That's my homeboy.
So is that a thing? If you build a car, we can't race?
Nah, we can do that. We can race too. Now, if you crazy enough to want to try.
But I'm saying, I built your car, nigga. I'm going to make sure that you build
my car and me race you.
Like, if I built your car, I'm going to make sure you don't get all the horsepower. You're going to get a little bit, but then you're going to get all the horsepower. Like, come on, nigga. Back me.
So is it more money in the racing or the building?
It's something both, you know what I mean? Like, I build the cars and then I sell the parts, you know what I mean? Like, I manufactured some of the parts for these cars because we invented the actual don't drag racing. So I do actually manufacture most of the parts for it, and then we race. But it's money all over, you know what I mean? It's money in a lot of different places.
So what's your favorite one? Is this your favorite one?
Yeah, the Z06 is the groundbreaking one. Like, the first one I had, it was in, like, in Rise magazine, Ford Auto Fest, like, real big car shows, and I sold that one to some NFL players. And, like, some of the cars I normally build, I normally just sell them to the NFL players. But this one here got so much more attention.
So what's the baby, the Pepe Le Pew, when you ain't really trying to go to it? You're like, you know what, I'll pull my little Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, that's the Monte Carlo.
That the Monte Carlo? Yeah, that's the black. Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, that's
the nigga that still go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
The Pepe Le Pew.
Hey, the crazy
Pew.
Part, the nigga race the car, go pick the kids up in there.
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
So once you're like, all right, I'm
going to
go to that Michigan.
Yeah, he can actually drive.
Nigga,
yeah.
Really? Took off.
Couldn't be my daddy. I'd be like, daddy, pull that shit out your pocket. Nigga, what we working with today? What we make today?
Oh, no, my kids with that.
So, like, this is the thing about me, because me and Lowe's always had these conversations. Like, I don't have the patience for it. Mm. Like, it's too meticulous. So, like, what is some of the headaches for you, being as though this is what you do? Mm. What are some of the things that, like, what did don't like or did
like the it, like I call them fair weather friends, you know what I mean? Like, my record is good, so I got like an 80% win record, but when I lose, they like, oh man, fuck that nigga, send my car somewhere, you know what I mean? That's what they do. But I can win 10 races in a row and lose one race, and they just automatically change because they're not used to losing, or they don't understand defeat. And I'm trying to tell them, like, bro, this is drag, it's a 50-50 chance, right? You know what I mean? We can win some, we might lose some, but we can win more, I can guarantee you that, right? You know what I mean? So that's really what. You know what I mean? That's about the only thing that's a headache with that part.
Okay. I mean, I'm talking about the actual building of them. Like that.
Oh, yeah. The building of them really is just like parts. So, like, these cars we race, they don't make no parts for them. So, actually, now I'm in the process of reproducing a lot of parts. And I'm partnering with a lot of different companies to actually reproduce the parts because they're becoming so popular and they're so hard to find.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like Lowe's, he hit me up and be like, bro, this car, they want $20,000 for this dunk. Ain't got no dough on it. You want me to get it? Hell nah, nigga, the dough $1,000. Leave that bitch right there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't fuck with that. But that, so that's the thing. They don't make parts for, like, Camaro, Chevelles. You can go to a book and buy it. With these kind of vehicles, you can't do that. There's no aftermarket for them as of right now.
Yeah. Don't make me. So you want college shaving, though.
It's only 71 through 76 Caprice and Impala.
That's it.
Say, what is the only car that's being considered dunk.
I don't. Right. That's it.
A 71 through a 76 Caprice or Impala.
That's it.
The Caprice is made from the shape.
Yeah.
And Impala is made from the shape.
Yeah.
But what's the bodies? They the same
bodies? Yeah. Yeah, the lines and stuff are similar.
The Impalas and the Caprice, because it's like that even with the 96.
Yeah. The 94.
Okay, say for instance, like, a Caprice sell weed.
Right.
An Impala sell cocaine.
Right. The Impala always had
it was always just a little bit better.
So who said heroin?
I don't know.
The nigga who driving it.
So what's your biggest take, if you don't mind, you know, talking about that?
Well, you know what I mean? In 2016, we probably, on one race, we probably won $130,000.
One race?
Yeah.
Not what one racing event.
No, that's
one
not,
race.
That's
what type of pressure is that, like, heartbeat? Is y'all saying, hold on, wait. I know y'all red, yellow, green, hold up, wait.
They like shooting dice.
Make sure the nine, everybody ties is even. Pull out the nine tape. We got to make sure nobody got a head start or nothing.
Right.
This is 130.
It'd be like basketball, nigga. Foul, bro.
So who gonna do this?
This is the thing about it, though. This, like, in this type of shit, when a nigga lose that much money, nigga just come back and talk shit to everybody who saw him lose and act like the money ain't shit. Nigga, that ain't nothing. Yeah, we can run that motherfucker back again. Line it up. Nah, man, my fucking, bitch, my wheel low.
Right,
you saw,
right.
The wheel fucked up.
That's crazy.
130
pounds. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It ain't, to me, I've been driving so long, so it's just natural to me. Right. I love it.
You like with it? Come on, man.
Yeah, whatever.
See,
yeah.
Better money. Talk about what's the most you ever lost?
Oh, yeah, I done lost 80. Yeah, we done lost 80. Yeah, matter of fact, 2019.
See, that's what it is. It ain't about what you
Yeah, that's one
about
reason.
How much you willing to lose.
Oh, yeah. I done lost 80 people. But as a team, you know what I mean? As a collective effort.
I would have took my money and got my dunk.
I'm riding around listening.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Who shiesty at that?
Got me fucked up.
Who shiesty, man? Get it back in blue.
Can't keep doing this shit, man. My mama told me I gotta stop this shit.
Hey, for y'all leave, anybody want to buy this motherfucker?
Right, that's
I'm
a
gone,
meme.
I'm gone, man. That'll be my last time racing in that state.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, you win some money now. You can win some and lose some, but you know what I mean? That shit fun as
hell.
You
gotta have a passion for it.
Oh, yeah, it's fun as hell. Now, you know what I mean? Everywhere.
So, how many races y'all normally do a day?
As the In-N-Out Customs, as my brand, yeah, we probably do about 20 different races in all different cities. So, like, I'm the only person that sells out drag strips in the United States. So, like, we go to Sacramento, California, 15,000 people. Okay. We go to Palm Beach International, 12,000 people. We go to Dallas, Texas, 8,000 people.
Right.
How did COVID affect that?
Ain't affected at all. The track owner said, hey, Dunk Master, you want to come through? I said, hell yeah. What do you buy the COVID shit? You kind of underground. They're not going to know. Yeah. Sell that bitch out. Louisiana, 7,000 people.
Out.
The whole time.
Don't tell nobody.
I know, right? We should have been doing comedy shows at the Dunk Track.
I've been telling them.
7,000 people in the track.
What? At the race?
You don't think they
know? We outside.
This nigga sitting in the car.
This nigga love that shit.
Man, the fire marshal come to the track. Look at the fire marshal. I done had the fire marshal come to a lot of different events.
And tell you it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I talked to him. What's going on? You know what I mean?
That's cool.
I've been telling Carlos this for how long?
I got to come to the near one. we got to go to the near one.
I've been telling him.
We got to go to the near one. I got to see the dog.
I've been telling him.
Bro, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, you been to one of
them? Hell yeah.
I tell him about it.
He used to race like where he go racing. Yeah. Mississippi is straight down the street.
Yeah, that should be loud.
And I've been going to the track since.
You was a baby. That's why he loved it. This man is
that,
a fucking fiend.
Yeah, he would love that.
I don't care what nobody say, man. When he get a check, he be like, cars. I just want all the cars. Y'all don't know this nigga, man. This nigga, he will buy your car. He be like, you got somewhere to go, I'll buy your car.
Real passion.
Like, the fuck?
Like, we'll be sitting, nigga, and we'll be on an airplane or in a car ride. You just look over, this nigga just scrolling. I'm like, Los, what you looking at? That nigga show his phone. All cars, nigga. Just a long ass list of cars. He was like, yeah, nigga, just going through these motherfuckers, finding this. Nigga's like, yeah, I need a door off this one, a wheel off this one, a transmission off this one, and a seat out of this one. I'm going to put this bitch together. I'm like, nigga, I'd have quit.
You got to put
the handle.
Them together how
nigga
you
don't
want
even know, bro. This nigga is a goat. I went in one of his properties. He had a lot of cars. I pull up. I said, damn, man, who went there? He said, nobody. They all. And y'all don't know, he act like Coming to America at his shit. Yeah. He like, they all mine.
Yeah.
These motherfucking peasants, they had to walk in and I just got shit just collecting dust.
Like everywhere, bro. I pulled up to the house the other night to watch the game. I pull up to the house, I called him. I'm like, where you at? I'm like, nigga, where you at? I said, I'm in the house. He's like, no, I ain't in that one. I'm in the other house. I said, I bet. I pull out, it's cars everywhere. I pulled down. I said, I know I ain't going to see no more cars. Shit, nigga, there's cars over there, too. I was like, nigga, this nigga got cars
he has
everywhere.
Cars, bro.
And then I'd be like, nigga, which one of these motherfuckers run? He didn't all of them run, nigga. I just got to get them right.
He don't have a car that's not running. Mm-hmm. He just want to do something else, too.
He be working on those.
And I always want to tell me what I need to do to my car. You know what you need to do to it. But sell it to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, give me back my motherfucking key, Lord.
Right. He done made me want he pulled up in the truck, nigga, the black truck my Uncle Reggie used to have, nigga. I was like, nigga, I want one of them. And I ain't in the car, but the two-door Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nigga, that's I got to have one of them.
I think he got my two-door Tahoe, the one that got impounded. Because he asked me, he said, did you go get that car, then? I said, nah, 3 months later, he got the whole car. Where you get this at, Lowe's?
Yeah, then I got him looking for a 300Z
Turbo. He told me somebody gave him
my Turbo Z. Yeah, 300Z Turbo. I got him looking for one of them for me, man. Once he showed me how this shit worked, I just want all the old shit my uncles and them used to ride around in dope boy cars.
Yeah, the Beamers, the Audis, the Saab.
All that Saab. He had a Saab. He had a 300Z Turbo.
I like the old shit.
You like the Saab?
Yeah, I like the old shit.
Hey, remember Mexicans get the Saab.
Nah, the Saab. Nigga, the 90s and the 80s.
What they say?
Dope dealer, nigga, them Saabs is a motherfucker.
Like, you don't want the 100, though. I just want these out.
My uncle had two Saabs, a white one and a black one. Then he had the 300Z Turbo, the two 300Z Turbo. Yeah, he had the Saab was nasty, dog.
Yeah.
Electronics.
You know what I'm working on? I ain't gonna care. I want to get, hold up. Kane. He had a Mustang.
Yeah, he had a Mustang.
5.0.
See, I want Nexus, though. I want the Nexus LS.
The Jay-Z?
I want to put it on them, what you call it, the Bowley.
Yeah, make it pop out. You want the bubble eye one? The bubble eye
Lexus? Yeah, I want the bubble eye, like a 98.
Yeah, the Wild Brother.
And then give a low tone. He say, he know what type of car man you is. I always told him I'm a car. He told me some, I'm gonna let you know what type of car nigga you is in a minute. I came back to him. He said, I got it. You like, you a dope dealer car nigga, ain't you? I said, how you know? I like all my shit to dope dealer. He said, I told you, I'm gonna get you. They're going to send me a car.
I knew that nigga like dope boy car. He bought a Monte Carlo SS.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, the 87,
87?
The 06.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga,
nobody fucking with him. Yeah, that car.
I think a nigga got shot in that bitch, though, but I forgot it. But it was blood spout of hell.
And you kept it?
I told the nigga, he gonna clean his house. Don't worry about it. I'll clean his house.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I had to left that bitch. Hell,
it's crazy. I always want to money call
him. That motherfucking nigga be in the back of spirit. Hey, bro, what happened, bro? Hey, man, what's up with this?
I prayed over it. I was like, Lord, please. If anything, let the spirit jump out the gun. He got me fucked up.
So yeah, I always wanted that bitch. What's your dream project, Ben, as though you do this? Like, yeah, what's your dream?
My first car, I got a 74 Nova. So I still got the car. I still got that motherfucker. Right. I bought it when I was 18. So I want to put a 6-speed in it and put like a 2,000 horsepower.
What you mean with 6-speed? What you mean?
Like, transmission.
Like, yeah, transmission. You shift it. So, yeah, like,
oh, you one of them niggas. Yeah, oh, like manual ass niggas. Yeah, want to keep moving ass.
I don't know how to drive a stick. I got to learn. Right,
that's why I like it.
Don't keep telling me the same way, DC. It's not that difficult.
No, it ain't.
All you have to do is just.
The best way to learn is get in there by yourself and fuck up.
I did. I bought a 2,200 stick shift. Nobody know this. I spent $2,200. I said, I'm gonna drive that bitch home. And I said, listen, I got so irritated with that motherfucker. I left that bitch down. No, I'm gonna hit that bitch. Look, I'm in the middle of the street. Close. I had to tell people go around.
Hell no. Nah. See, that's what I can't do, dog. I'm dog.
You gotta learn to drive that shit. I'll drive my shit.
No, I can't do it, dog.
You can ride a bike, though?
No, I ain't never did none of that shit. Like, the only motherfucker ever let me drive they stick, they made me get the fuck up out that bitch.
Yeah.
Nigga, you gonna fuck up my goddamn clutch, nigga.
Yeah, oh, like,
I'm good.
It can't cut no more.
Where was you left in the middle of the highway or just the street?
Nigga, I was far from home.
So you had to drive? How did you get there? How did you get to the car? Somebody dropped you off?
The Uber dropped me off. Because I was determined to buy the car. I knew I was gonna get it. But when I drove and I said, I'm sick of this shit. Bro, look, the bitch kept cutting off, bro. I get in the one. Listen, I get in the two, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta slow down. I put that bitch in the one, that bitch just, I'm like, fuck, I gotta start over. Oh, I gotta start over.
How you start the motherfucker? That's what
you gotta hold the clutch, yeah. Put the bitch in neutral,
nah,
and then
bro,
a
you,
lot of
you
shit.
You all
bro.
Fucked up.
See what you gotta do, though.
You all fucked up.
What you gotta do, bro? How man. You start that bitch?
Look,
bro.
Look. You got, look, before you even drive a stick, you gotta at least know how to motherfucking operate.
Yeah.
You I ride dirt bikes.
You can't just jump in that bitch and just like, I'm driving this motherfucker.
That's what you told me to do.
But look, bro. as long as you know how to, like, the clutch will keep everything on. Like, that shit he talking about, he just kept letting the clutch out. Yeah.
If
you
would have got. I with my left foot.
You was letting the clutch out too fast.
This shit, you know. I ain't used to do it.
So at what point do the clutch, like do you not have to worry about the clutch no more? When you get that bitch going, or do you always got to be on the clutch?
When you in gear.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Fuck that.
If I was you, keep the hazards on.
I'm not doing it. Nope.
Motherfucker, you don't know how I had this right. They just ride by you. If you look at me,
I'm not doing it on the street. I'm going to the parking lot.
All I know with me, nigga, that was like 2 years ago. Nigga.
Oh, nigga, for real? Oh, nigga, you left it. You swept that one under the rug like a motherfucker. God damn. And it's probably some video of that shit.
That shit good
happened. Hey, man, I knew that was your ass in that Honda, boy.
I'm talking about we left wild out of everything, but it was a great day. It was a great day.
Right. You know motherfucker was riding around like, yep, that DC.
That DC bro, and that bitch.
I'm
you probably was waving hard as shit to go around. Fuck, oh, man.
Man,
Cause they hitting the horn, they like, nee, nee. I'm like, bitch, you see, I'm in trouble. I'm having problems, bitch.
Yeah.
If you come in this car, you'll understand this shit is making noise. This shit keep hanging, and I'm like, what you hanging for? I'm thinking all the YouTube videos. I'm like, okay, the clip.
Nah, man, this
nigga in the car watching YouTube videos.
Look, the bitch won't hit 1, 2, 3, 4. But it went 3, 4. It was just 1, 3, and then come back to 1.
I'm good. I'm nigga had to have the patience with me.
Anytime you hear that, you in the wrong motherfucking spot. Yeah.
You better cut that bit off.
I'm going to the abandoned parking lot to learn, because nigga, I'm not getting on the street. Hell no. Nah.
So far from home, bro. That shit was so far.
How did you get home?
What you mean, man? I was like, man, I just had to take this 2,200 at the loss. So I know what I did was, I drove in one all the way to the body shop where I used to get my car fit. And I was like, look, bro. Remember I told you I was going to beat you off the car? And I was going to have you to stay in my car. It's going to be the
first. Where is
this
that?
This is the inaugural one.
Where is it?
Nigga, somebody driving that bitch right now.
I called a nigga. I said, it be about 6, 7 months. I said, bro, what happened to my home, bro? He said, yeah, champ. No, nobody want this, bro. I said, bro, just do your thing with it.
Hell no. Nah.
He sold it me before.
Especially goddamn driving one of these, man. Hell nah, you talking about a car.
Nah, I gotta get online and find me a goddamn fast speed so we can
drive. Yeah, yeah, you got to teach all niggas how to drive.
Listen, I know how to drive. It was something wrong with that car.
Oh, what?
I know how to drive. Nah, that bitch was tricky. I knew something was wrong with it.
That motherfucker back to first gear.
The nigga who told it to me, I could tell something was wrong with it because when he was on the phone, he was like, is it you? Because he was like a Mexican. And I was like, yeah, that me. And he was... And I seen him pull in, and he was trying to crank that bitch, and I was like, damn, something wrong with that bitch. But I was like, no, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Maybe it's just a stick shift problem. No. I think it was a clutch problem.
It was a driver problem. Yeah.
That clutch wasn't responding to me. That bitch was, I was like, 2, 3, he was like, no.
And we gonna film that shit.
That bitch was jerking back.
And it ain't gonna be shit nice, it's gonna be a
bucket. No, I don't give a fuck bucket. Nigga, the 85 South Show bucket, and you need to teach me how to drive a stick.
Everybody on the stamp.
Man, that shit gonna be funny as hell. Your ass don't know how to drive no stick shift. He gonna be like, hold up, old nigga working.
That nigga's drive trucks.
Yeah, that's old trucks.
You know how to drive that shit.
Nigga, I can drive anything, man.
Well, nigga, show
you
me.
The end of the
I need
world,
to learn.
Nigga, give me the keys.
Yeah.
So you know how to drive the shit with the ML? All
I
that shit.
Drive the Nebuchadnezzar, nigga.
Hey, this nigga told a story. This nigga, they said, I forget who it was that told the story. They said they was in London, nigga. Right. You know they drive on the other side of the
nigga,
road.
Nigga, the promoter didn't know how to drive a stick. We in the motherfucking old school Benz. This nigga grinding like a motherfucker. We in the back like this. I said, pull. This motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm not doing this shit for 2 hours.
Pull that bitch over.
Bruh, pull this bitch over. Hold on. Let me get my shit together. I ain't used to doing it on this side.
That shit was shifting with the other hand.
Nigga, meanwhile.
Two. Okay. Yeah, so like I was saying, man, this motherfucker got us fucked up.
Nah, man. When I was in London, I just kept pointing out all the places I would have crashed at. I would have crashed right here. I would have crashed right here.
You was in the car too?
No, nigga. I just, when we went and then we were driving around, I'm like, oh, I hit that nigga head on.
That left side shit, like you on a roller coaster.
Let me tell you where you don't want to be. Fucking Germany.
They got the Autobahn over there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fast. You drive fast all the time.
It don't matter how fast you're going. Yeah. Somebody going to pass your ass.
Yeah, my cousin told me about driving on the Autobahn. He said, nigga, you'll be doing 120, 130, nigga, fly past you.
That's the car? Autobahn?
The Autobahn is the highway. Yeah. It don't have no speed limit.
They don't. Nope. They allow motherfuckers to do what the fuck they
want
to do.
You can go as fast as you want on that.
An Autobahn?
Yes.
The Autobahn in Germany. You can
It'll
go as
be
fast as you
want. What's wrong with Germany? And a BMW. Oh, yeah. Pass BMW. Your ass going slow enough to look at you.
Hell yeah.
Regular ass BMW in the front look like a whole goddamn luxury sedan. No ass on the car.
Going rolling.
Just a fucking hatchback.
My cousin said he was big doing 105, front. Motherfucker.
No
past
ass.
Him in an Audi.
Hell yeah.
Damn, what the hell wrong with these niggas?
That's just what it is.
Yeah, that's in Germany though.
When I was in London,
hell yeah,
we was going fast as fuck.
No,
it was Germany.
My brother
passed in a green Jaguar.
About an hour later, we still riding.
What we need to go do?
That motherfucker was all over the highway.
Oh, damn.
For real.
The whole, just pieces of that bitch.
So what's the fastest you done got your cars up, your car to?
These cars are about 170 and a quarter mile.
100 and what?
70 mile an hour.
170?
And you drive this bitch on the street?
Yeah, yeah. It's a turbo motor.
So you in a car that you can go 170 miles per hour in on the street?
Yep.
Nigga, hell.
How long the track gotta go, cuz that motherfucker gotta be pretty far.
Nah, I ain't about 13, 20, quarter mile.
So you gotta have some good brakes on there, too.
Oh, yeah, I got a parachute on the back.
You got a parachute? Yeah, nigga, your car need a parachute, motherfucker?
Yeah, the small dog.
God damn.
Here's my love. My parachute be to bust out the traffic. Boom! Oh, God damn.
Now hit the nigga car.
My bad, bro. Now I'm out there peeling the parachute off of the goddamn Nissan Quest. My bad, my nigga.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? That's one of the fastest guns in the world.
Hey, buddy, you hit my car? Hey, buddy. Buddy, you hit my car? Hey, buddy.
Hell no.
What is this parachute for, buddy? My car.
Salute to you for this. This is amazing, man.
Okay, so what? Have you seen somebody that shit go faster than that? Like, yeah. Mo, you said you got 2,500 horsepower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's but the most
now,
you heard?
Now people come about 3,000. Mm. Yeah, they just starting to do that, though. So, like, we've been doing this kind of racing since 2015 on the racetrack. Right. So we've been doing shows since 2015. Then I had a TV show in 2018. And now we're about to start shooting season 2.
So any other car? Well, any other car that line this up, it don't even matter.
Not no car with no big wheels on.
Man, this motherfucker done beat Corvettes and everything.
Yeah, Corvettes, Ferraris. I done beat 488 Ferraris. I run over them.
Lamborghini doors.
I run over them. Corvette Z06s.
Lamborghini doors. You run over the Lamborghini.
Run over them. Porsche Panamera. Run over them.
Damn, that's what I got.
Run over you too.
Run over you too.
I respect it. Man. I don't want no problem.
Yeah, we were already
beat me for 80,000. We live together now. Man. I'm gonna tell you like that. Fuck that.
You at the crib?
I'm at the crib.
What up? Yeah.
Hey, bro, what's happening, man? It's me, bro. What room I stay in? My nigga, because, nah.
I ain't going for that.
Nah, nah.
You hired me,
bro. Yeah, exactly.
I got to get that back.
We was in his Porsche one night. That motherfucker go so goddamn fast. I don't even want to know how fast it'll really go. Yeah, I was like, this motherfucker go so fast. I just believe the rest does.
Yeah, he was driving on the highway.
If the motherfucker say the rest that is doing from right now, I believe that.
I let him hit that motherfucker on the highway. I was like, push this bitch. That nigga stopped saying, yeah, that's enough. Yeah,
because we ain't have enough gas. It wasn't enough goddamn road. It don't matter what point I hit that motherfucker. Right. It seemed like the road was just like, nope.
Yeah, I done got that.
I get
scared. I most I ever got mine up to was 115. I got nervous.
Well, yeah, I get nervous. Like, one should be like, I feel like when you feel your cheek go back, you slow your ass. I'm like, I'm going too fast.
Now I have my Corvette up to about 125.
125?
I can't do that. Yeah, it feels different, but that's why I like these cars, we change everything on. So we change the brakes, the bushings, the frame. You know what I mean? It's like a real life race car, but it weighs 5,000 pounds.
So what's the fastest you ever went? Ever?
Yeah, I got real life race cars. I run like 4 seconds in an eighth mile type shit, 6 seconds in a quarter mile.
For real?
Yeah, I've been doing that since in early 2000.
Fast.
Yeah, the speed like in the quarter mile, about 185 mile an hour type shit.
Crazy.
Damn,
bro. my legs just start doing stupid shit going that fast. You be like, stop.
Man, you really get down and you do your thing, man. I hope you take that shit all the way. You got to be
the first
nigga from the country to get into some Formula One type shit.
Hold on, look, shit, the second season.
Yeah, so we filming season number 2 coming up at the end of March, beginning of April. We can start filming season 2. And it's changing networks.
What they can catch you on?
It's changing networks right now. But you know what I mean? I got YouTube. We got a live streaming network. We actually got our own live streaming network.
It's dope as fuck.
Right now, we actually got our own live streaming network. It's Big Wheels Network, where we actually live stream our races through behind a paywall.
Right.
And then we do YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. My Instagram, _DonkMaster. My Facebook, the Donk Master.
And that's the
first ever National Donk Racing Association. Is the first kind.
First.
Big Wheel Racing League.
National Donk Racing Association.
And he already asked, man. He said, what the Roochies get you.
Roochie gets you coochie, man. That's me. So Roochie Wheels is a brand of wheels. That's one of my
that's
main.
That's your shit? Roochie?
Yeah, but Roochie gets you coochie. Is my
I done heard a nigga rap about Roochie.
That's me. They talk about me in the song.
Word.
Well, I got that Roochie wheel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
You want me to put Roochies on a donk?
Nah, you can put Rooch on whatever.
We get the stick shift, we putting some Rooches on that motherfucker.
What I'm saying though.
I will. We'll
put some Rooches on
the plug.
Yeah,
man,
we need a five-speed bucket that everybody on the show can learn how to drive.
So what's the design of the Rooch though? Them right there?
They got all kinds of shit.
Yeah, these are signed, but these are I got my own signature line of wheels. So within Rooch, I have my own brand that don't have a signature line. Like Nike and Jordan, I'm Jordan. Okay. Oh, yeah, so Rucci, Nike, I mean, you know what I mean? Dunkmaster is the brand within the brand. Mm. So I partner with Rucci to design my own wheels. So I actually design lightweight drag racing wheels now.
Mm. So tell them some other shit you got. You say you got these parts. Like, what parts you got?
Okay, so
I need to know that because I bought a gas tank from the nigga because I couldn't find one.
I had to
make a gas
tank. Nigga need gas tank at his house, but.
That's
it makes
crazy.
Sense.
Oh, yeah, but see, like, for a 71 and 72, they don't make a gas tank for it. So we actually had to modify the gas tank or make one from scratch. So that's what we did. We modified one for him to go up in his car.
Man, bitch can't tell me nothing if I'm making gas tanks from scratch.
You hear me?
Fuck your biscuits, bitch. Never made a gas tank.
You get about to come home and argue about no pen and shit after you get a gas tank.
I made a gas tank.
Okay. You ain't hollering at me. I made a gas tank. You ain't hollering.
That's what
I think. I want to hear some noise.
Right.
And we got, you know what I mean? I got a fab man, HB305 Miguel. That's my fab man who helped me do all the design and put it together. Yeah, right. He TIG well, stick well, you know what I mean? Stick well, all that kind of stuff like that.
Man, salute to you, brother. This is black excellence at its finest.
Your motherfucking thing. In-N-Out Customs.
Yeah, so I got a shop in Charleston, South Carolina. It's called In-N-Out Customs. We actually do full restorations, but now we just focus more on the engine part because I'm so busy doing stuff with the TV show and everything else. So I started up doing engine packages. Like how DC and Carlo asked me about what kind of engine package.
Right. Uh-huh.
So now I'm making it easy for every shop around America to do it because I'm so busy now. Yeah, so now you can just call me. You want a motor package? You want to run, like you say, bust a donut, turn around, crank up, don't smell like no gas?
Right.
I'll sell you an engine package. It'll be just the motor transmission, everything you need.
Do the install, too?
Yeah, we do install, but you can take it to a shop and come with a booklet, complete
manual. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When Lowe's get find me my truck and my Z, I can send it to you. You can get it right.
Trying to get that Lowe's discount. That's why he said so. Look, yeah, when Lowe's
right,
when I get my shit at Lowe's,
but now we family. Yeah. I know Lowe's gonna do it because you got
so. I see what he's doing.
He's
trying
to
put it. I get my shit at Lowe's.
Yeah,
I want to meet you.
He met you after that. Let me call you right back.
We put it together. We'll put it together. We put different packages together, you know what I mean? And then we can have any kind of people do. Man. Yeah, something we can just hit the key drive. We do push, one start. We do
I don't
want to
race.
Stuff.
That's how things look. You're wrong, child. Everybody want to race. I don't
want to
race.
Yeah,
I want to be the nigga that pull up with you like, nah, my man's going to do that.
You can put the right shit on your car. Like when I started my Camaro, I got that bitch set up where it make the exhaust sound like, nigga, move!
That was
what it say, Lowe?
Every time I hit that motherfucker, nigga, move! Move! Nigga, move! Move! Move!
You got the cookie monster!
Move! Nigga, do it, bro.
Move!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That shit be like, help! help! Help me!
Hey, that was a real
nigga, put the oil in me and he help!
Sometimes this car fuck up and tell you exactly what it's not about to do. You ever try to start your shit? He be like,
You don't want that. That's what you gotta have a good battery. That's why you gotta put a turbo sound battery in your car.
See, I grew up with keeping one of them little self, them jumpers.
Oh, yeah. Jumper cables.
Oh, you need, not no matter when you need help.
Oh, the auto box. Yeah, the portable battery.
I was so happy when the portable came out. I was like, yes.
And you know the worst part.
I don't need nobody else.
The worst part about when your car break down, the motherfucker who always pick you up. Car way worse than yours.
Yeah. It's like, why your shit still running?
Right. And then the fuck
why your shit still
that just made me think, nigga, my shit used to break down. I used to pray it was just a jump.
No.
I'm like, yeah, I need a jump. Nigga like, bro, this shit ain't got nothing to do with the battery, my nigga.
Why would you need a jump? The first three people can't help.
Yeah.
There's always one nigga like, bro, you need a jump? Hell yeah, you got some cable? Hell
nah. Man, it was never a jump in my shit. I always was hoping it's a jump, nigga, come get my shit. Yeah, this ain't the battery, bro. Yeah, all your shit turning on in the car. This something else, my nigga. Nigga.
So I'm the type to let my shit go hot. That's why now I have a like muscle memory looking at the temperature gauge. Like, make sure they ain't lying at the middle.
Nigga, the 2020
if that bitch go over the line, I'm going to let me go and cool this motherfucker down.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what makes you feel like the dumbest motherfucker on earth.
Yeah.
You ever ran out of gas, nigga?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One time.
That make you feel like you're stupid. Nigga, I ran out of gas turning to the gas station one time. I'm like, what the?
That bitch get tight.
Man, listen, that's one thing I can say. With that Saturn view I had, I know everything that can go wrong on a vehicle, nigga. I didn't know what ball bearings was until I needed some.
You know,
nigga, I was riding one day, nigga. My shit said,
oh, yeah.
Then my shit started sounding like I had Fruity Pebbles in my shit. I'm like, shit, nigga. Niggas ride past me like, nope, I'm not pulling over because it's not going to start back up when I pull it over, nigga.
You know your shit fucked up.
Ball bearings, goddamn tubes, mother, every type of tube you need to get put on the car, engine, spark plugs, starters, nigga, everything. Nigga, I had to walk from the shop so many nights, nigga. My line brother got married, nigga.
Dude.
Nigga, my shit broke down on the way back from the wedding, nigga. I had to pull that bitch into the motherfucking shop, nigga. I had to walk home at 2 o'clock in the morning and some hard bottoms. Nigga, that shit, nigga. With a suit on and some hard bottoms.
You know the worst part of that is having to hit a hard bottom.
Yeah, nigga, I'm on the concrete, bro. I made me have a whole nother respect for Martin King and them, bro. I'm like, man, my shit clack.
Stupid.
Nigga, hard bottoms all the way home, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm walking up and down the street with a suit on. I said, I better motherfucker think I just got divorced out there.
Bro, you know your shit fucked up when you take it to the shop and they come out and say, man, you want to fix it?
Man, I told you.
What you mean? That's what I pulled up here for.
When I finally traded the Saturn
View in. That's what I pulled up here for.
I traded it in thinking that when I got my Cadillac, I traded it in thinking I was going to get something for it. That nigga walked out like, you know, you ever, I always fucked up analogy, but I done seen it so many times. That's what it remind me of. Like when you in a family room and they come out and your person and died, that's how that nigga was looking. He was like, look, bro, you ain't got nobody you can just get this to, my nigga. Like, you ain't got nobody you can bless with it because we ain't going to be able to give you nothing but $500 for it. I said, I'll take $500. True story. Nigga be thinking I'm making this shit up. I'm like, he like, no, I'll give you $500 for this motherfucker, man. That's the best I can do. Shake my hand. That's swear to God, bro.
He was like, shake my hand.
That bitch had 310,000 miles on it.
He said, $500. Yeah, shake my hand.
Yeah. I had 310,000 miles on that motherfucker.
I'm that nigga that just tell the motherfucker, just do what you can. Just... If you got to put aluminum foil on that bitch, I'd take that aluminum foil. If it's going to get me the one I need, I don't give a fuck. I don't need no nice car. I need it to drive. You hear me? I don't give a fuck.
That's why I ain't got the patience. I'm looking for cars, but I told nigga going to ask me when I told him about the Tahoe, do you want a all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive? I said, I want an it-wheel drive, nigga. That's right. All I give a fuck about. Yeah, I don't want to have no problems, no oil leak. That shit going to give me a flashback. It's happening again. I can't take it, bro. That was a traumatized time in my life,
you
my nigga.
You got to buy a car already done or something, though.
Nah, I don't want to do that either.
I mean, one of my cars needed some breakthrough.
Already done. I know you niggas.
Not you. I mean, I'm just saying. But,
you got to get one that's done, like something that's good, something that you know is good.
I trust
man,
that
we
nigga.
Ain't, yeah, you, right. We yeah, ain't, we from the hood. I mean, you from the hood, too, but we used to... You need to be appreciative.
Yeah, we so, need consultants. You know,
we ain't car niggas. Yeah, I remember one time I had a car that needed some brake fluid.
But see, that's the first thing, though. Fluid. Long as you know what the fuck wrong with it, you can drive that motherfucker in the
mind. See, I wasn't saying, I had crackheads fixing my car. It wasn't never no shot. We both out there trying to figure it out. He like,
let me see. What you think about it? That's your second mistake.
What you think wrong with it? Maybe I go on what you say. I'm like the motor. He like, no, I don't think it's the motor. I think it got something to do with that exhaust. Hold up, hit the gas one more time. I don't know, hold up, let me stop. Shirley! What you think wrong with that? Hit that car one more time. Yeah, that sound like it might be a gas
don't
problem.
Don't never let no crackhead fix it. It'd be extra parts and shit. I'm going to take these home and clean them up.
Yeah, that's
it. Clean them up? No, you're not. No, you're not. You about to steal my shit, nigga.
Extra
bones, all kind of
shit.
I'm gonna take E over, clean them up.
The only shit that Crackhead can fix is the water pump, the alternator,
and brake.
He told me my uncle, the power steering went out on that nigga Cadillac. He had the dope feed, nigga, fix that shit. That shit was rad. Nigga, we went to the grocery store. That shit was cool. Nigga, we got on Georgia Avenue. That nigga tried to make a right. That bitch said, that nigga was like, hey, man, what the? Dog, man, god damn. Niggas watching that nigga drive that car with no power steering fluid is one of the fondest memories of my life.
Oh, yeah,
this nigga was big as you, but this nigga was like,
I done had the worst goddamn car, nigga. I had a car one summer. That was in the yard for about 2 years till my uncle came down that bitch, and he had hooked that bitch up. You had to pop the hood and then stick the fan on, right? So the fan come on, then you had to turn the key, then the bitch would come on like right, way after you turned the key. It was all fucked up, but the bitch worked for a whole summer.
Nigga had a car, had a Dodge Intrepid. You remember when them Intrepids came out?
That's a drive-by vehicle right there.
Nigga, my crackhead, man, he had the wires coming from the hood up through the vent. So from the hood, through the vent, through this side of the vent, on the left side. And when I put the key in that motherfucker, turn the ignition on, I hit that motherfucker.
Every time.
I had to hotwire my shit. And the girl was like, you sure this your shit? I said, I'm like, bitch, you can walk. bitch, you hear me? It be crank, you hear me? Don't do me. Man, you ain't got no car.
My cousin right there will tell you, we had 3-4 Hondas that didn't even need no key.
No.
The whole family drive this motherfucker.
The key stuck in there?
No, it would never needed no key. You go in there, you turn that motherfucker, it's coming on.
Coming straight on.
The key was everybody stuck in my family drove this car. If that motherfucker was in the driveway, motherfucker just jump in there and drive the fuck off.
Man, we had one with the key. My uncle used to lay a washcloth over that bitch at night when he came in the house. Nigga, that key was stuck in that motherfucker. He had to lay that bitch over that nigga. It's like, yeah, ain't nobody gonna fuck with it. I'm like, nigga. Dog, them
nigga gonna
cops,
fuck with that.
They gonna fuck with it.
Nigga, the little nigga put a washcloth.
Regular water, man. You know, this is the fucking 90s, niggas, of the real washcloth. Nigga, that nigga would lay that bitch over there so gently, nigga. I'm like, man.
Nigga, I grew up in the era when they had the little the steering wheel lock.
The club.
Nigga, my brother fucked around and lost the key. Had the key to the car, but then had the key to the club. But that nigga was in the car driving that motherfucker like that.
You can't drive a car with a club on that bitch.
Boy, yes, you can. Yeah.
You can drive a car.
That nigga had a stick. That nigga was like the hill.
I done seen a nigga drive a car with the boot on.
Daddy gonna kill me. I'm like, that nigga crazy.
I done seen a nigga drive with the boot on that motherfucker, nigga.
Oh, I done seen him
pull off with a boot. But not that nigga, I'm sure.
Club, boot, all that shit.
That shit, that'll make you piss. You like, what the fuck?
Why
did I lock my stern? Don't no matter. You need an alarm. That was before alarm.
Bro, we had this Honda that had rust going all the way around the whole car. One of the lights wouldn't go down, so we called it Johnny Five.
That motherfucker ain't have
one eye open.
No exhaust. That motherfucker way too loud. Man, had some fucked up shit growing up.
My homeboy had the Firebird, nigga. We thought it was the when you away from it, it looked like it had the Firebird on it. But when you get up on it, that bitch was rust, nigga. It was all rust. We was like, dawg, you got a rusty ass Firebird. He was like, shit, you can't tell till you get up on it. Who the fuck be up on the car? I'm like, nigga,
my cousin Junkie had a Lincoln Town Car.
No.
The driver's side, perfect. The fucking passenger side, whole side, then got side swiped. Ain't no glass on this side of the whole car.
But
it's busted out clean, so it looked like
it's just down.
The windows on the driver's side work. It's raining. This nigga run outside and let the motherfucking two windows up on the side that work.
Nigga, that's what I'm saying. My man Cuddy had a Eldorado with water in that bitch. It was even in the door, the side of the car. Every time a nigga drove.
Hit the bricks.
No.
It sounded like we was in a pool, nigga. It was like, nigga, fuck it. This bitch run, though. I'm like, nigga. Them hood cars.
I remember I bought a car and the transmission was slipping and I ain't know. And when I called a nigga back, he was like, just hit that bitch. I was like, hey, bro, he act like you don't want to get it. He said, yeah, get it, just hit that bitch. I said, I don't think so. He gonna go. I said, oh, shit. I done bought a fucked up ass car. What? That bitch was just, it was hit, but it was like, you know how the hand to get that? He be like,
hand to hand was like, nigga, I ain't going nowhere. I'm like, fuck.
That's the thing about them cars, but you don't know, nigga, my daughter mama had a Kia, and you had to start that bitch 30 minutes before you left. Cause that motherfucker made the meanest noise when you you try to pull that bitch off and it's not moving.
It's a hyena.
But after, yeah, but after 30 minutes, that bitch will run, nigga. But you gotta start at 30 minutes before.
That's what I used to do for fun. Like after the parties and clubs and shit, just look and see what all the bad bitch leaving.
This nigga in the parking lot scope.
It was fucked up.
When the bad bitch started the car, they got their belt screwed.
Cool car I can buy.
Nigga, yeah. That hyena.
About 10 minutes. Hell yeah. Just sitting there, they be so humble. I'd be like, I tighten that belt up for
you. Yeah, that shit's
humble. That ain't shit but a belt. That's a belt.
That's a belt.
That's a belt.
That belt wagging like a motherfucker.
That nigga Carlos got a trunk full of belt. Yeah. Nigga. That ain't nothing but that.
You got a sob. Motherfucker got a sob.
This is a crazy boy.
I'm about to order that one. I ain't got no sob.
The belt ain't need, it just need to be tightened up.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
Hey, man, this is love right here, man.
Bitch belt up in
salute to the goddamn Donk Master for coming through the 85 South Door and fucking with us, man.
Hey, man, if this just wanted me, I make you want to remind niggas, man, go tie your girl belt up. I know that motherfucker loose, and she need four times.
Don't get the car. Don't lose the carburetor. Get the fuel in the jet.
Yeah, that's what you want, fuel in
the jet. Yeah, you'll be out there doing this shit all day.
Nah, hell nah. That shit old. Plus the gas ain't no good no more. You got E85 and gas, that shit don't run right.
So basically, in all cars, you put Supreme in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, race gas.
Yeah, race gas. We use airplane gas, C16.
Hell wrong with you, man. You put airplane gas in the car?
Yeah, that's what we do.
A parachute?
Yeah.
You are an alien.
Salute to the dog master, my nigga.
You ain't beat no nigga with airplane gas.
Right.
He think he going to Africa. No, you just going down the street.
Right. You know? And for the new league.
All right, so for the league, where the schedule start, we got a first event is March 12th, 13th. That's Big Wheel Woman in Daytona. And the NDRA starts April 17th in West Palm Beach. Matter of fact, that's my birthday.
Where we going?
March 12th and 13th with Daytona is the Big Wheel Woman, the bike show. Yeah. And then the actual racing is going to be April 17th.
We need to get us a motherfucking car.
85 don't.
I'm going on all them days. Damn. Just send the videos.
Yeah, I see the whole schedule. April I can watch, you know what I mean? We got April 17th, the first NDRA race, but we got March 20th, we're going to be in Reynolds, Georgia. That's the one that's right down the street.
Yeah.
In Atlanta. Then March 27th, we're going to be in Verona, California.
Verona?
Yeah, Verona, Drury.
I'm finding all the country. Hell,
yeah. Chilling. That's what y'all call it.
Verona,
chilling,
turning or something.
Yeah.
And then we got April 3rd, Darlington, South Carolina. April 10th.
Dollartown.
Yeah. And we'll be in Texas, April 10th, Texas Motorplex. April 17th, West Palm Beach. Oh, no, we everywhere. Oh, yeah, we dropping that bitch back to back to back. We on a tour, whole United States tour.
Who you got coming up?
As in the
races.
Show?
Races.
The races, March 20th, I'm going to be racing SRT Bree. I know you seen SRT Bree. Shout out SRT Bree.
Yeah.
March 20th, we're going to race her. She got her Hellcat, a red eye, and a demon. So I'm going to pair three of my cars to three of her cars.
Hellcat.
A red, challenge. Yeah. A demon. And a track off.
You about to do it?
Give it a gaps off.
Nah, you about to give it a gaps
off. I'm about to give it a gaps off. Like, yeah, you know
like,
what
I mean? How you be in your car when you know you about to dust? You like,
man, relax, lay back, chillin'.
That is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, so that's what we raised the first time, March 20th. And then, like I said, March 27th, we could be in Verona. And then we got our own Flower Strand coming out. I'll see y'all be... On the flower. You know what I mean?
I don't see that. I don't put no horsepower in there. Yeah. You know? I don't want no parachute.
Airplane game.
Yeah, it was a real
game. Airplane game.
You know, I don't want that shit in there.
We got
airplane gas.
We had a horsepower. Real life horsepower.
That's going to be
airplane gas.
Oh, yeah. We drop. You know what I mean? We dropping stuff over different places. Depending on where we at, we got different things going on.
Oh,
yeah. But y'all need to come check it out. Like I tell
Cole. Oh, yeah. I'm going to definitely come, man. You got to be a part of it.
Until I got my shit ready.
You want you damn near want to race.
I didn't want to pull up if I wasn't in the dump.
Yeah.
So I'm scrambling to get my shit right.
Oh,
now.
I'm not pulling up in the dump. I might pull up in the fucking 5-speed we learn how to drive on. I'd be so proud, but I'm
pulling up in the Saab.
We're built
a little Saab. I got to be a little Saab.
I'm gonna buy a little low mileage and fast speed.
A Honda, a little fast speed Honda.
We're gonna ride the shit out that bitch.
Don't let me drive. I'm telling you.
Tint the windows on it. Put a 12 in that hoe.
Don't put a 12. You still gonna put B? I got a heartburn, man. I can't have all that shit, man. I'm telling you, cut that shit. Man, cut that shit down.
We'll put a 10 in there. We'll put a 10 in there.
All right, put a 10 in there.
Put a 10.
She made me fart.
I forgot.
She be like, I'm like, come on, man. Cut that shit down, man.
Hey man, you stupid as fuck, bro. Man, we ain't gonna keep you, man. Shit, we appreciate you stopping through the trap.
Oh yeah,
nah, I ain't racing shit, bro. This nigga too cold for all this shit.
Oh, you racing? You know, we can put something together. Make sure I'm gonna find a 5-speed for y'all.
Nah, ain't
y'all
got,
learn how to drive that.
Ain't no little lead, bro. Yeah, they ain't got nothing for
more. Oh, we got different lead.
I'm not losing $20 to no nigga in no car, nigga. Fuck that.
First of all, I'm not paying you no money, and I'm not going to blow my transmission. Yeah,
I'm only racing niggas that got to work in the morning.
I go to work in the morning, I'm going to work.
I want to talk shit to the shit talker. Fuck your partner. He's slow. Fuck your partner up, bitch.
I only race I hope he fuck your partner up. Who's going to stop at the next
level? If you don't want to pay, you don't have to fight.
I ain't even get in that motherfucker. I don't know you, my boy.
We just gonna show up and be like the niggas that was with Show Nuff on the last dragon. Yeah, we just gonna hype you up, nigga. Who's the meanest? Dope master.
Who's the baddest?
Yeah. Dope master. Nigga, that's us. We ain't fucking with the race.
Because I'm built different. You won the race, but I'm getting some pussy. I look good. I'm getting some pussy after that.
Talk your shit.
I'm getting some pussy. I'm getting some vagina.
I'm gonna bring my dirt back.
My rims made in China, so I'm getting some vagina. Right.
That's what's up, man. That's dope.
Love you got some? You got any shit you working on? Any new race cars dropping? I know you got the app in the game. I see that shit been
going. Oh yeah, I got the download the app Dos Lamas 2. So we actually partnered with Dos Lamas 2 video game, and I got it on the phone. So I'm first ever dunk on a video game, and you got over 10,000 downloads in the first 5 days. You know what I mean? That was in Christmas. So now that is that. So now we're going to a bigger platform. We've been talking to Xbox and Sony, and a couple people like that want to, you know what I mean, put it on the game.
That's
something else. And then I also have my own car care line of soap, wax, and stuff that's going to be in O'Reilly's and AutoZone during the summertime, too. We're working on a lot of different big things that never been done before, and you know what I mean? We're getting it rolling.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, you tell all the dunk racers they got to come through here and holler at us just to talk shit.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas be talking more shit than the WWF. And we that's what we do over here. So, hey, man, appreciate you stopping through. We fuck with you much.
Oh, yeah,
much
it,
luck and success.
Oh,
love,
dude. I forgot to give you this shit too.
Trip.
Oh, yeah. We got to do this shit.
Hey, what you going, man?
Hey, thank you, bro.
I got one of these decent.
Yes, sir.
If it ain't small,
My
nigga gave me his size hoodie.
Nah, nigga, it's too long.
Hi, hello to all of my fans in Florida. I will be at the West Palm Beach Improv February 20th and the 21st. Make sure you hit the website and grab those tickets at palmbeachimprov.com. I think we got like 4 or 5 or 6 or some shows, man. Make sure you grab those tickets and come check me out.
And I want to do this job too. Y'all do them, man. I don't know how y'all doing this shit.
What you need? Who doing it?
That's fine. Huh?
Yeah, we about to turn it up.
Oh yeah, when I give y'all this shit though.
We got us a teleprompter. That's teleprompter right up.
Oh yeah, that's
teleprompter
right there.
Hey, but niggas spend a lot of money.
What time you out tomorrow?
In the afternoon. I gotta be to Charlotte in the afternoon, but I want to see them cars and shit though.
Pull up, man.
Oh, you got a bunch of different, but you just move to the Chevrolet.
Man, they ain't all good.
Yeah, but it's all kind of shit.
All kind of shit.
But you got to do shit spread at all different shops. Every fucking,
you know, once I finish, you know, having them running right like I want them, I send the bitch to the slip.
Yeah.
If the paint man ain't bullshitting, I send them over.
So who the other fella do the motor down here?
I got my other dude. I had brought him down here. He be doing it.
Yeah.
Lamar, he out of D.C.
But you from Mississippi, though, right?
Yeah, I ain't had no voice in them.
I was straight.
So I used to go to Holly Springs. How far are you from Holly Springs?
Oh, from Oxford, 30 minutes from Holly Springs.
Yeah, so I used to to race down there all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That ain't nothing like that road.
He's amazing.
And the crazy part about it, we just passed him. The third, really, can
you see? Right. Right. That's what the crazy part about it.
What I think was the
backstage,
just get like 40%
will
be straight.
Yeah, why they did that shit at the thing at the arena? How they did it? They did every other row or some shit?
But they had everybody spaced out. They had like some people right here, some people right here.
Yeah, but then they kept saying so a lot. Then I love it, man. I got a shit to do. That shit crazy.
If
you
don't
let
feel 100 seats, go up one ticket price.
Right.
And that shit was crazy because it was like, but you know what? One thing I appreciated, the laughs were there. It felt damn near normal.
How was it?
But it was like,
they had them kind of like.
They had them spread it all the way out, nigga. Yeah, trust me, they was spreading it out like a motherfucker. It was like, when we standing out there, like, this shit ain't gonna work. But on stage, the reason why it worked, because you know the arena, we so used to being one sided.
Right.
You can hear the laughs from all each the way side. Through. So it's like,
what we at with?
You feel what I'm saying? You saying a joke, it's you like,
oh yeah.
These motherfuckers in here. But you know what a lot of motherfuckers was though? Where they thought they were slick. Them niggas at that top. Come to my clues. Niggas up top clues.
We'll jump in.
Oh yeah. They ain't give a fuck about the
quiet on the set.
Close up getting close.
Come on.
This how cold the game is, bro. You can meet a bitch with six-pack abs and still had a little baby mama shit on top of it.
Yep.
That's where I've been.
Abs with stretch marks.
Look at me. You ain't been where I've been. I've been where you been, young nigga. You ain't seen what I done seen.
I'm trying to get to where you been.
You ever seen the clip with the dickhead on it?
Oh.
You ain't been out here long enough.
Ooh. I thought I was ready, but these
you ain't ready
for
this shit I done seen.
I ain't ready.
Seen a pussy long look like some bat wings.
Oh.
What you to say?
Hey, young nigga, you ain't seen the shit that I done seen. Yeah. I done went over a bitch house. It was dirty, but it was clean.
Yeah.
Because you ain't seen what I seen.
I ain't seen nothing.
You ever had a young bitch whose name was Irene?
Uh-huh.
Nah, because you ain't seen what I seen.
Yeah. You ain't seen what I seen. Yeah,
okay.
You ain't seen what I seen. You ain't seen what I seen. I'm off the top like Tyson. Bitch pussy lips look like she fought Tyson. Big long, but I'ma still fuck strong. And that's the name of this song. You ain't seen what I seen.
Y'all ain't seen what I seen, cause it ain't working yet. I might fuck a bitch all night off three Percocets. And wake up in the morning and lick on her perky breasts. Let me stop playing. She give me turkey neck.
See, you ain't seen what I seen. You taking Percocets. When we was in the club, nigga was first stopping beans. That's when they first hit the scene. Cause you ain't seen what I seen. See, the young niggas don't know that when you get my age, you ain't gonna remember shit you did when you was your age. Cause you ain't seen what I seen.
You ain't seen what I seen.
And you ain't seen what I seen.
You ain't seen what I seen. Taking perks, I can't go that route. If I took three perks, my dick is gonna cuss me out. Like, what the fuck is you trying to do, nigga? You ain't seen what I seen.
I don't really take no Percocets, bro. So, every time I go over a bitch house, it's nice, neat, and clean. I call my dick Codeine because when I hit her, she lean. And then she knows that Akeem is gonna probably break a spleen. I can do all type of things. What you mean? I ain't seen.
So
what
that's
you seen?
Cool. But see, the world got you fooled, young nigga. And let me tell you how it is when you old.
Yeah.
Because the world gets colder. When I go to a bitch house, she own the house. And if she get mad, she putting everybody out. Grown woman shit. Two Benzes.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay.
A lot of ends.
Right now,
no friends.
We up in here on 85 South. I walk in a house full of bitches and I see 85 mouths wide open. Ready to catch everything that I'm about to throw to them. I walk out and I don't go to them. See, y'all ain't never seen the shit I seen because you ain't did the shit I did. I done played hide and seek and you ain't hit the places I hid. You feel what I'm saying? Can you get the shit I get? Can you do the shit I do? Can you fly the places I flew?
See, young nigga, I'm about to tell you how life get hard. While you was playing hide and seek, nigga, that was my yard.
Because
you ain't seen what I seen.
and you ain't seen
what I seen.
Okay, okay. And what you just seen?
You, nigga.
I'm gonna tell you something about your yard. Okay, for the motherfuckers who know. I whipped my wing out of 7 and I was sliding up with it.
punching on somebody's daughter, playing hide and go get it. I ain't seen what you seen, cause you was in the house on the couch while I was out here putting something in their mouth behind a tree, man. And I was in your yard, see, you see things, but you ain't never did the things I did, right? And you ain't
Hold on, go ahead, do it.
And what you said, I ain't gonna say that shit was fact, but why you hunching in the yard where you think her mama at?
Ah!
And you ain't seen what I seen. And you ain't seen what I seen.
Hey, where you think your mama at? Uh-huh. You know what he seen. I'm in the back room fucking on Auntie Arlene.
Yeah. Cause you ain't seen what he seen. You ain't seen what he's seen. Hold up, I said your life is getting good, but my life is getting greater.
Yeah.
You ever fucked a bitch wearing a body shaper? Cause you ain't seen what I seen.
No.
He ain't seen what I seen.
Listen.
Now you said, well, was her mama? I was outside hunching her in her rumble. And the way y'all explaining this shit, I think y'all could be my uncles. So what was really going on inside that house, man? You don't want to know, little bro.
Hey, you ain't seen what we seen, and we not going to miss. Your shit strong, but could you get your pussy with shit like this?
Come on.
And you ain't seen what I seen.
No.
I guess y'all niggas got me, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you,
man. Ever since you said it was your house, I was really kind of shook. I didn't know that was you looking out the window
that was
the whole
me.
Time.
That was me.
I didn't know that
we
want you to win. That's why we ain't stopped
see,
you.
See, young nigga, some old game what you need. When you own the property, they put your name on the deed.
Yeah.
My name is Carlos. I ain't got no sense. But if we can stand right here, you can't see my fence. That's how much motherfucking land I own. I'm so old school, got a landline phone. And you can call the house. I'd be like, hold up. I'm going to take this shit downstairs because the house got three layers. You want to talk about some shit? Well, I'm a player. And I'll be there in the motherfucking dragon lair. But that's the part of the house that don't nobody know about.
Okay.
You feel me?
I feel what you're saying.
Come on, man.
I feel what you're saying.
What I say?
The shit that you said.
You know I'm an old nigga. What?
Hey, we twisted this shit out, bro, and I was ready. I thought I was the shit, but he can pull him a bitch bald headed.
Yeah.
We said we was getting pussy, then we turned around and all said it. Let's just kill it, my nigga, man. We should all did it. Cut the beat.
I told you, you ain't seen what
well,
we seen.
But you gonna see it. You gonna see it.
You know how much shit we had to do so young niggas like you ain't have to do it.
How much?
We had to come before you.
85 times.
Yeah,
and lay the foundation so you can just walk over the stumbles that we done already made smooth for you. So now when I get to them bald headed, they be like, I saw him, and I know why you're here. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And you still going to be the coldest nigga in the world because of it.
Check out how the ecosystem work. Uh-huh. If it wasn't for niggas like me and Chico and niggas in our demographic coming through and leaving $50 to $80.
Talk to me. Don't lie to me.
They wouldn't already be fine when you run into them.
Damn.
We helping y'all. It's the niggas behind us.
So now all I got to do is pay the 40.
Sometimes
you ain't even going to have to pay the 40. You just going to have to show up.
Right.
We made it so we done set it all the way up. So all
why
you got to do is walk
in
and be the cool nigga you is.
Talking shit like, my nigga got money. Who you think those niggas are?
I'm just a substitute. I'm coming out the bench.
Something to do.
And you ain't even flinched.
Come on, man. You just started fucking them. We've been fucking
them. Hot damn.
10, 11 years.
You hear that, brother? These niggas had her first.
I ain't want to ruin the young niggas' confidence, man.
They had her first.
This has been another pimped out, spaced out.
You dig what we saying?
Vibed out. Edition.
They done put me on some pimp shit today. You understand what I'm saying, baby?
Family.
And y'all make sure, y'all support Akeem Ali, man. This is a superstar in the making. You heard it here first. This is a superstar, so don't be surprised. We tried to put you on early, but if you wait too late, you ain't going to be great.